Greetings. We bid you peace from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. And welcome to another Whole Truth Radio broadcast with Apostle Anthony J. Patterson. If compelled to do so, you may write to Apostle Patterson at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. In the United States of America.
To our listening audience, we invite you now to lend an ear. The next speaking voice will be that of the Apostle of Jesus Christ, Apostle Anthony Patterson.
Difference between soul and body. He knows the difference between the Father and the Son. My God knows the difference between right and wrong. My God knows the difference between me and you. God knows the difference between the soul and the body. He knows the difference between the Father and the Son. He knows the difference between right and wrong. My God, he knows the difference between me and you. So I know the difference between the soul and the body. Therefore, I know the difference between the Father and the Son. Between right and wrong. Therefore, I know the difference between me and you. There is a difference between what is right and what is wrong. There is also a difference between the people of God and the people of the world. There are many people act like us. They try to be us, but they are not us. They steal our words, our doctrine, like they steal God's words and his doctrine, which are the same. But God knows the difference. The young man says, so your sermon today is going to be that you are not a stranger. I'm not a stranger to God. I say that should be your message to the Holy Temple. He is not a stranger. We should know him. We should know him by his works. They will destroy a man that said, we have heard from an apostle of Jesus Christ this day. And we are responsible for everything that he said. There's a difference between the body and the soul. There's also a difference between when God was the Father and the Son. One was flesh and one was spirit. There's a difference between right and wrong. And there's also a difference between me and you. You might carry our name. You might put cream on top, but you still have our name. We're not worried about the cream. We're worried about what the name is. Today, I want you to hear from the prophet Isaiah. And I think it's important that you hear him in his speech to the church that something is going to come. And I'm going to tell you about it before it comes. That is prophetic. That's how the church believes. That's how we are strengthened. We are strengthened when God tells us a thing and we look for it. And when it comes, oh my God, we get overjoyed. Joel spoke about the Lord coming down on all flesh, just pouring out his spirit on all of them. But the church was in place when it happened. And someone in the church remembered and said, this is that. God said that for wherever you have been scattered, he was going to get you. Even though when you look at the scripture, he said, smite the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. He knew what was going to happen when they killed him and smit him on the cross. They went all over the place. But he knew ahead of time what to put in place to get them. He put then the apostles in place. Go gather the scattered sheep. He was going to be gone. But he put in place something that would gather them from wherever they went. Because all nations was at Pentecost. Every nation, the scripture tells me, under the sun were gathered. They assembled because he had something in place to put them there. So when Pentecost came, all nations were represented. What you think going to happen when God comes? So whether you are a hindrance or not, God knows the difference between what's his and not. He knows who's his. But I need you to think as a young man read just this one book. But it's been lining up since 40 in Isaiah. But we moved to the 45th just to give you an idea of something. But the church needs to understand that the way the Lord has given or prepared my meal is a little different than the way it was prepared ahead of me. The foundation being laid, he used the scriptures and read them to the people to lay the foundation. The Holy Ghost is now saying, understand thou what thou readest. We've been reading it for years. So the man said, do you understand you told the church not to be perfect? I said, I never told the church that. I said, I never told the church not to be perfect because the Holy Ghost told them to be perfect. But if a man's going to be honest, you know there's nothing perfect in this flesh. And if you think your flesh can be perfect, then you are better than God. But Lot was honest enough and negotiated his ideas with God. I can't make it there. I know what you told me to do. The church has to realize, and the church do realize, because you have somebody from God. That was prior to the law. The law told us what was transgression. Lot's talking was before the law. This is why Jesus dealt with your forefathers was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not Moses. He was going to fulfill Moses. But he put your forefathers where we were in faith. We can command God. We can talk to God. We can tell him, look, I am weak, but thou art strong. In Moses' day, if you were weak, you died. There was no mercy. These preachers talking about, you told the people not to be perfect. I didn't tell them that. The Holy Ghost in them is perfect. Amen.
They're mortifying the flesh on a daily basis. If they didn't have to mortify it daily, what I did and killed yesterday wouldn't exist anymore. But it rears its head once more and again. But God's infinite wisdom and his mercy is extended to me now. That because I'm caught in an issue and you drag me to Jesus, Jesus is going to tell me I find no fault. Moses is going to tell me die. So Jesus said, your forefathers, he said, before Abraham was. He didn't say before Moses was. Understand me. God knows the difference between the law and grace. Who kept the law? None of them. So why would you expect me to keep the law? The law was my schoolmaster. I got the teacher now. He came in the fullness, in the volume of the book. My forefather is Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, men of faith, so I can get Lot. Lot was honest and truthful with God. He said, if I get to escape to the mountains, that was the instructions. The scripture said in Hebrew, some died in faith, not having received the promise. If they didn't receive it, according to them, they're lost. But the scripture said these died in. You need a preacher. They felt that I was disrespectful, that I was not a member of the Holy Temple Church, that I could get in their pulpit and preach. They're going to destroy Christ. Christ was of the Jewish family. I'm of the church. But Christ came in to fulfill something and then bring in a new grace. And when he walked into the temples, what they said of Christ, these folks at the Holy Temple are saying about me. So I'm in good company. Amen. They said Jesus wasn't of them. They say Moses we know. Who is this fella? So they're talking about me like they talked about Christ. But God opened up the way with a man with a clean and a pure heart. He let us in. And the truth now can infiltrate and go throughout them because they all are talking. And when they talk, I call them. Say, do you mind me hearing your spirit? And you hear mine. Because there is a way to peace. And I will open that way up. And if you find it, repentance will be the way that you find peace with me. Amen. That I did nothing wrong. Amen. They say they were under the impression that I had taken the right hands of fellowship. Really? What gave you that impression? You are not Paul. For I am Peter. You are not Peter. For I am Paul. The right hands of fellowship, the only time you hear about that is when the church became one. We are one now. Anytime they come across the disciples that don't know the fullness of the thing, they don't tell them to get the right hands of fellowship and come in. You have to either repent, you have to either be baptized and have to receive the Holy Ghost. You got to do one of those three. You don't do the right hands of fellowship. If you have been baptized in water and the name of Jesus Christ and you have been filled with the Holy Ghost, the only other thing that's left for you to do is repent. If you have the Holy Ghost and you repented of your sins, but you have not been baptized and watered in the name of Jesus Christ, the only thing left for you to do is to go down and water in the name of Jesus Christ. When you leave, the scripture don't tell you to go and get the right hands of fellowship. That's what I didn't understand about Elder Bush, Veray Bush. You go to the same man and get the right hands of fellowship twice. You get the right hand of fellowship from Bishop Goodwin, which didn't do anything. Then you go back again under Bishop Green and get the right hands of fellowship. What do they think the right hand of fellowship is for, Brother Willie? What do they think they're doing with the right hands of fellowship? Their hearts are not alike. Both of those men carry different gospels. God knows if I gave somebody from there the right hands of fellowship, I know it's a lie from when my mouth say it. Amen. They don't preach the same thing I preach. Amen. They don't have the deliverance that's in my mouth. Amen. They don't have the deliverance that's in my tongue. Amen. They don't have my knowledge. Amen. How can I give somebody the right hands of fellowship and I'm telling them God grabbed a man prior to the law? Say, here's a man in faith. Say, what you want me to do? Said, I can't make it to where you told me to go. That's not telling the man, don't go. He just said, I can't get there. Can you save me from where I am? And the angel said, well, I can't do anything until you get to where we agreed. If he find me so doing, who's going to present me faultless? Me? My message is above them, but the church knows it. The church hears it, and they know it immediately. It becomes a part of their speech. I'm striving towards the mark of perfection. If I don't get there, Lord, I am at least striving toward it. He said, leaving the principles of the doctrine. Those are the things we've done, and that's where they are stuck. We have left them, and we are in dangerous waters. There are lions. There are alligators. There are wolves. There's everything that's trying to get us as we strive. But one thing is, one might catch us, but they won't be able to hold us fast. They might wound us. But let me tell you of a truth. They might destroy the body, but they will not. I might die on my way to Canaan land, but my soul is going to make it. Amen. Who is our example? Moses. Moses' soul never touched Canaan. He saw it afar off, but God hit him. Had to bring Moses even to faith. That do you believe that I can save you from yourself? In disobedience, and the Lord hid Moses from the devil himself. They don't have my knowledge. Amen. Why am I a stranger to them that say they know Bishop Johnson? Why am I a stranger to you? I shouldn't be. What happened is there was a man between me and Bishop Johnson that changed you. That's why I became a stranger. I'm telling you the truth. I become the enemy. Not the one that did the damage. Why do I become the enemy? This man heard from God and he said, oh my God, this man knowledge. He said, have any of you ever heard it? Have any of you all ever heard that little simple thing? They all had to say, no. The church has heard it. We are striving all we know. And God gave us some words to give us comfort. Say hallelujah to God. If I can't get to the mountains, can you save me from my striving? If I can make it to Zoar. We know that don't give us a license to just sit in sin and say God can grab me out of this. That don't say we can go and do all the folly of our minds and say God can save. The church don't think like that. Amen. The church said I'm striving and I'm doing the right thing and the Lord can save me from myself. Amen. We have too many examples in faith. Don't tell me about the law of Moses. That thing destroyed everybody. That was the reason why they took that woman caught in the act. She was to die that day. However, Christ had come. He was one of them, but he was a stranger. So why am I a stranger to them? I'm one of God's. I belong to God. You say you belong to God. Then why don't you know me? I know you. I know from whence you come. Everything out there that tries to mimic the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't care if you got the church in the Lord, of the Lord, the, whatever you got in there, our Lord, them Lords, their Lords, whatever you put in there, whatever you put, Holy Temple, first, original, second, third, whatever you put in front of does not negate that I am from the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you hear all throughout the scriptures, you hear them saying, I am the Lord. I am the Lord that did this, and there's no God beside me. I am him. Paul believed. He was a Jew. He believed there was but one Lord. And this Lord that speaks, and this young man read, that one God is saying, I am the Lord. I bought you out. I did this, and there's no God beside me. So when Paul, who was of this nation, got knocked down, he asked a question, who art thou, Lord? He didn't know but one. And that's the same one that he was raised up and taught about. That one Lord said, I am Jesus. He's the one that told us Jesus is now God. God knows the difference between the Father and the Son. The Son was given. It was still God. He knows the difference between a father, son, and a husband. It's a different duty, but it's the same God. He knows the difference. When he's a fiery furnace and he's a lion's den, he's the same God. Why am I the enemy? But God let me in. They let Jesus in too. And when they let Jesus in, it wasn't good. The next thing you know, Jesus was jumping over walls. But he was in then. And he left a division. God knew what he was doing. He said, now what I'm going to do is going to cause a division among you. And then he started his speech. But I'm here to set at variance. I am here for the defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because you have erred. And I'm here to straighten out, just to show you. I'm not here to condemn you. I'm going to let you do that. But I'm here to tell you what the word of the Lord said. Either you're going to follow it. But the scripture says there is no peace to the wicked. I cannot give the wicked a way to peace. They won't take it. But some honest heart will say, but Bishop Patterson, we didn't understand how you being who you are and not a member of our body, that you come in our body and condemn. I said, I didn't condemn anybody. The next thing you knew, the respect of my office came in the man's voice. He says, sir, I repent. But we were told. What were you told? I said, you go listen for yourself. You see what I said for yourself. And if they took it down off of their sight, go to ours. It's up. The truth is the truth. What God said, he said. I can't change it and not trying to change it. But I need you to understand, I've said so many things, and I'm just trying to get this point over to you. If Paul, who knew the one Lord and served him all his days, finally got a name, and he didn't buck it. He didn't say, really? How are you, Jesus? How are you the Lord? You are flesh and blood. Paul didn't have that conversation. He believed it immediately. He finally figured out, my God, he was the Son of God. And he preached he is that moment, because he's saying to say he is the Son of God is to say that he is God. He, of course, he would preach it immediately. He didn't fight it. He knew immediately. Oh, my God, he is. That's not saying he's a different entity, because the one that talks that I am but one God. There will be no God after me. There will be no God formed after me. So another God could not be formed in a woman's body. But a body he needed, because he had to give a sacrifice. Yeah. But it's important to me that the church understand, from Moses to Christ, we had the law. And the law was hard. And Moses, even in his law, he's saying, I know it's hard for you all to want a divorce and you can't get one. I know that was a heated argument. And you want to say, why in the name of God that I put a ring on your finger or ever tell you I loved you? I wish to God I could get out. Moses knew. And when God gives us a responsibility of his church, there is no rest for us. We have to care for them. Every need of the church, God has to provide something out of his word that is going to help the church. And he said, you cannot serve mammoth and me too. So I can't do anything but give the gospel. And if I become the enemy because of truth, then that's not my problem. I don't know to ask you the other questions. I don't know. If you told me you were going to be saved, I don't know the follow-up question. I'm going to take you at your word that you're going to obey what the scripture says, whatever it says. So where Paul knew who the Lord was, he preached it immediately. What follow-up questions did he have to God? You don't have to have follow-up questions. I trust you. You said that's who you are. I don't need no follow-up questions. Listen to my words. Hear my works. God has already gone ahead of us and prepared the way for us. We got to then get it. And we got to accomplish those things that were in the mind of God. And as we learn, let's do them. But the enemy came in and devoured some. And now they're looking at me. I'm the stranger. Here I go to a church and they're saying, why are you here? I'm here because God made it a way for me to get in here. And now what are you going to do with what I did? What I said? What are you going to do with it? Either you're going to say it's the truth, like we discussed Isaiah said, or you're going to throw it away. I need you to hear Isaiah. I need you to listen to the spirit of this prophet talking and hear what he says. Okay. Isaiah 48.
I'm reading Isaiah, the 48th chapter. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness. For they call themselves of the holy city, and stay themselves upon the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth. I showed them, I did them suddenly, and they came to pass.
You hear that? Just take that one verse. I declared the former things, the things that were going to be. When did I do it? Bishop Johnson said, don't depart. Stay. His last sermon, do not depart. He knew what they were going to do. He then, Bishop Shelton, said, it's a shame most of you are going to go to hell. You're going to hear more from Nehemiah. Follow him. He declared what was going to happen then. And it cannot then be void. It's been declared. Come on.
Because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is an iron sinew, and thy brow brass.
Isn't that, you hear that? Let's interpret. I don't want to just repeat it. If your neck is that stiff, you ain't going to change. And he's telling you, I knew you were obstinate. Your brow, it doesn't say, oh, I'm amazed at that. Oh, my God. That the Holy Ghost gave you that, Bishop Patterson. Your brow don't even move. Like, really? It's like brass. You're not amazed at nothing. Here the Holy Ghost is giving us a lot. And these folks got brass faces. Their brow don't even go up. Said, wow. But when that man stood there, he said, that little simple thing he did with Matthew, his brow moved. His whole face had expression. Theirs. Read that again.
Because I knew that thou art obstinate.
I know you're obstinate.
And thy neck is an iron sinew.
I know your neck is an iron muscle. It don't even move.
And thy brow brass.
Your brow is brass. It don't even go up and down. Yes.
I have even from the beginning declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it thee. Lest thou shouldest say, mine idol hath done them.
Isn't that beautiful? He told him, he said, if you depart from us, he said, I'm declaring that you were never of us. I declared that before you left. I declared what you were going to do, bringing in false doctrine before you did it. And now you're wondering, is Bishop Patterson going to get the right hands of fellowship to what? The right hands of fellowship is not needed here. There are three things needed for salvation: repentance, water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, and receiving the Holy Ghost. But four things: contending steadfastly. If you drop in your contending, he gave away then they that are spiritual to restore someone. He didn't say restore them with the right hands of fellowship. Really? The cake has been baked and the branch that was out of the root has got us grafted in it, and they can't get rid of us because we've been grafted in the thing. That's how the right hand of fellowship, that's what it did. They can't now break us off. The only thing that can mess us up is us, because the Lord said, now you be mindful. I grafted you in. I can ungraft you. But we say, don't do that. This is the day of the Gentiles. This is why the Catholic Church mess up, talking about their descendants on Peter. You a liar from the pit of hell. Peter wouldn't have known you. That's why we had to get Paul. It would have been better if they say, I'm the descendants from Paul. Paul was for the Gentiles. Talking about some man got a large church. They said, do you realize, Bishop Patterson, that you talked about the Catholic Church? Yeah, I talk about them. Who are they? They're bigger than Jennings. They're false. So is Jennings. Everybody that wasn't in the boat was false. Only eight people. We don't need a crowd of people to be right. All I need is two or three witnesses to establish that God is true. Let me get back to this, because I'll be all over the place. I'll preach anything today.
I have even from the beginning declared it to thee.
I told you from the beginning.
Before it came to pass.
Before it came to pass, you're going to die in your sin and go to hell.
I showed it
and stay in hell until hell is cast into the lake of fire. That's the part that's been missing from our speech. You go into hell and you're going to stay there until hell is cast into the lake of fire. That's going to be your everlasting portion. Yes.
I showed it thee.
I showed it to you.
Lest thou shouldest say, mine idol hath done them, and my graven image, and my molten image hath commanded them.
His man's mind. I need Proverbs. There's a way that seemeth right to a man. Those ways are death. These people think, now here is a lie. Now, we're in bondage, and the Lord deliver us out of bondage, right? He said, now, borrow from the Egyptians. Borrow their earrings and their nose jewels, their ankle jewels, their navel jewels. Whatever they got, get them. You ain't gonna see them no more. And we grab all that stuff, and the Lord is taking us out by the hand of Moses. And we get over there, and then Moses get lost for 30 days. And we say, hey, let's make a molten calf, or let's make something. Then they take all this stuff and melt it down. And the craftsmen make this calf. Wonder why a calf. But anyway, they molded this calf and say, this is what brought us up out of Egypt. Where was that darn thing when they were in Egypt? It was just made. Where was that damnable thing before they got out of Egypt? It did not exist. But out of a man's mind, it became in existence, and they gave credit to what came out of their mind and not the mind of God. So he said, I told you aforetime, but you do your brazen, you do the things that you want to do. Out of the mind of a man, it seems right, but it's death. Because God said, don't do this. Isn't it amazing? God is writing, no graven image, no idols. And while he's doing it, the people are saying, let's make one. Let's do this before it comes down. But God knew. And him, Moses coming down and hear all the dancing and rejoicing. Them folks had a feast for an idol that can't speak, can't hear, can't see, can't even move. And here's a God that is keeping back the east wind to make a way out of the sea for them, blowing and having the man of God raise up his staff to cause the winds to move. And they're going to give the credit. Over here, my God, we're talking about what God is doing. He said, we can't have no other God before us. You can't call my name every 30 seconds. I ain't the God of heaven. My name don't mean nothing. But when you say, I thank God for the angel that he put in our path that gave me something to thank God for, that made me look down the telescope of time and see I might not be strong enough when I'm older to make it. But if the Lord can take and count my striving that I've done all these days and count me worthy, I thank him and I praise him, because I can't get to perfection in this flesh, because this flesh is sin itself. But while I'm tabernacling in it, I'm killing it daily. I'm killing it daily. I'm reconciling every day daily. I'm trying to make the walk as perfect as I can, because the Holy Ghost in me is perfect. It is trying to make me like it. But I am in flesh and there is no good thing in it. So the Holy Ghost have given me something to give me a little comfort. Hallelujah to God. Because it gives me such a comfort to say, Lord, if I can just get to Zoar, how will you save me from there? And the Lord said, I heard you. And I'll do that. So get to moving. So here we are moving toward perfection. He says, striving toward the mark of. We're moving toward it. The Lord is just going to snatch us out of this. He said, if it was possible, then the very elect will be snatched away. But it's God's mercy that's being extended to us, that is washing us daily with his words, because those folks hadn't been washed. What word has washed them? They don't even understand the speech of the Holy Ghost. Had they, they would have said, oh my God Almighty, like this honest heart did. Have you ever considered what he just said about Lot? Have you heard that before? No. But it was written. I told you before, it was written. Everything written aforetime was written for that we can find hope, patience to wait on God. We don't go jumping. I'm perfect. Evil just got you. And you're going to die with that lie. How many people have I gone to don't die with that lie? And they died. They died right there with that lie. And they thought everything was all right. Come on, young man.
Thou hast heard, see all this, and will not ye declare it? I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things. And thou didst not know them.
Isn't that, see? I say I can preach my message for me. Here's a new thing they heard, and they didn't understand it. But it was written. The church, our eyebrows go, wow, oh thou man of God. You got an elder down south, he'll hear something, and he preaches it the Sunday night. He got more folks at his Sunday night service than I have in my Sunday morning service. And my God, he sweep the floor with him. Yeah, he does. You know he does. My God, he sweep the floor. You don't give him something. He'll take your words and preach it. And the souls down there hear it. And they say, Lord Jesus, oh my God. Oh, and I want to just be a fly on the wall and sit on some of them. But the understanding comes when you get it. And these elders turn around and said, oh, my God, our hearts are burning. And the man said, didn't your heart burn at his delivery? And that elder get those hearts to burning. That's what I left him there for. So they asked me today, say, well, won't you come home for what? My speech is still there. The work is still there. Let me do this pastoral visit. You are good because someone can. I stole it. I stole it from Lot. So he stole it from me. And somebody gonna steal it from him and carry it out to their friends and try to save their friends with it. But they're not gonna understand it. It's for the church. Yes.
They are created now and not from the beginning.
The thing that you all have done now wasn't from the beginning. Bishop Johnson wasn't given no facial hair. Bishop Johnson never told the brothers no facial hair. And he wore a beard. And they're a preacher. You can't go to the doctor. When did we say that? We say it's a matter of faith. Say, well, Bishop Patterson, you were promoting the folks go to the doctor. I said, did you hear what I said? I said, don't come in here and talk about what the doctor did. You come in here and say what God did. I said, but your preacher went and got false teeth. He said, but that wasn't for healing. Really? How are you going to eat to heal your mouth to eat? Now, there's a difference between going to the doctor for healing and for the things that are necessary. Really? A doctor is a doctor. Luke was one, by the way. Now you're finna condemn Luke. Well, there is no scripture that he practiced it after he knew Christ. There's no scripture he practiced it before Christ. But all we knew before Christ, he was a physician. Amen. Who condemned the woman? They said she gave all her money to doctors. They were talking about that in the church. Amen. How we knew? They wrote it. She gave all her money to physicians and they couldn't help her. But when she came to Jesus, the prescription for that woman's healing was never written. It had never been. Because she said, I say within my heart, if I can just but touch the hem of his garment, that was nowhere written nowhere. But I'm trying to show you how the Holy Ghost has helped the church. That it put us back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it fulfilled the law. That if you can say something in your heart and you're honest with God and say, Lord, I know you told me to be perfect and I'm striving all I know to be perfect. But however, if I fall short, are you able? Are you able to present me faultless? Are you able to count what I've done? Knowing I was in this very sin. But you find no fault. Hallelujah to God. Are you able? If I stumble. That you can keep my soul from falling. Because there are some of us. That we struggle every day. The enemy is at us every day. And to press. And keep pressing. Is difficult. But that's why we cry out to God night and day, because he give us something now to say, Lord, help me. If you don't help me, then I'm going to be lost. If you don't put down your mighty hand and find mercy on my soul, how am I going to find peace? I know what you told me to do. I know you told me, hallelujah to God, to get to Jerusalem and stay there. I know what you told me to do. I'm trying. I'm pressing on, Lord. You got to help me, Lord. Give us something to cry out to God. I know I'm falling short. But if you don't help me, I can't make the journey by myself. But I'm trying. I'm on the journey. I'm on the street called straight, and I'm trying to get to you. But you got to help me. Now, if there's anything crooked in me, you fix it. Don't hide anything from me. Fix it for me. My God, the church can hear now Lot talking before the law came in and made a mess of things. I'm not a stranger to the church. And I'm not a stranger to God. So therefore, I should not be a stranger to anyone. If you know God. I've created this new thing.
they are created now and not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heardest them not. Lest thou shouldest say, behold, I knew them.
Nobody can say that. Say, Bishop, we just got it because you just gave it to us. You made us understand it. Hallelujah to God. That's why the man could cry out, have any of you ever heard it? He wasn't talking to us. Hallelujah to God. We had heard it and we knew it and understood it. But he was talking to them like Isaiah saying, you can't say you knew it, because if you'd known it, then you would have got it while you were out of us. But if you had stayed in here, you would have heard it. You would have knew it. Yes.
Yea, thou heardest not.
You didn't hear it.
Yea, thou knewest not.
You didn't know it.
Yea, from that time that thine ear was not opened.
Hallelujah to God. It wasn't open. Amen. Until we went to the nation's capital. Yes. And one man's ear popped open. His ear popped open. And I'm praying for him. Because I tell you, you all don't understand what is on him now. Hallelujah to God. They are after him now. And with his ears open, we got to pray that God keeps him strong in that moment that he surrendered and say, out of 30 or more years, I've never given up my seat until this day that an anointed one of God Almighty is in this temple and he's going to get my seat. But look what God did. God said, don't go far from me. Hallelujah. God, stay on the right side. You sit here with me, because something is going to come out of my mouth that's going to cause a division among them. But I need you to stay here with me, because they don't hear this. They didn't know it. Though God has already declared it, their ears was closed to it. Yes.
Yea, thou heardest not.
Didn't hear it.
Yea, thou knewest not.
You didn't know it.
Yea, from that time that thine ear was not opened. For I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously and wast called a transgressor from the womb.
Isn't that something? God knew what was going to happen after I left there. Before I left, Isaiah told me they're going to deal with you treacherously. They're going to say all mean and hateful things about you because they didn't understand what God was doing. God's trying to save them, but their necks are stiff. Their brows are like brass. My God, they won't move, but somebody in there moved. And we're trying to say, oh, Lord, help him. Hallelujah to God. If he can make it to Zoar, if he can make it there, save him from there. Because I told God, leave him in there. Don't take him out. Leave him in there. And let it be that when they call me treacherous, that he said, not so. Stay there among them. And defend me. Yes.
For my name's sake.
For my name's sake.
Will I defer mine anger.
Oh, hallelujah to God. God said, I defer my anger against you. Yes.
And for my praise will I refrain for thee. And for my praise will I refrain for thee.
I'm not going to hear nothing you do. I'm going to refrain from it. But I'm not going to kill you just yet. So I'm telling you, here is Zoar. Here is Lot talking to the angel of God saying, I thank you. And when the elder began to pray, say, Lord, I thank you that you saved me from the city where the destruction was. I thank you that you saved me from where I was. But you the one brought me out. You brought me out. And now I got to contend now by myself. But if I can't get there, can I just get here and you do something for me? I'll say wherever you are. This church has to pray for souls that cannot pray for themselves. We got to ask God to heal and deliver for souls that don't know how to ask God how to heal and deliver. We got to be the ones. Yes.
For my name's sake will I defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off.
Isn't that something? Yes.
Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver.
Behold, I have refined thee, not with silver.
I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction.
Wow. I chose you. While you were in the furnace of affliction. Hallelujah to God. That's where he got them. We've been delivered from here. But he got them in the furnace of affliction. Either he's going to be in there to help you that the smell of smoke don't get on you. Or your faith is going to fail you while you're in the furnace. And we made it out. We're on our way to the mountaintop. Yes.
For mine own sake, even for mine own sake, will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another.
How can you change my name and pollute it and call it the body body? How can you pollute my name and call me the original? There's no other God beside me. How are you going to call me the first? You are implying that there's going to be a second. This whole issue about apostolic, that he snatched it off of his church and put apostles' faith. The word Christian did not appear when Jesus was walking. And when the people of God start saying at Antioch, we will now be called Christians, that never existed. But did somebody come and say, well, Jesus didn't ever say Christian, so we shouldn't say Christian. They wrote it down in the book. So when Bishop Johnson said this is the faith of the apostles, it might not have been written in that book. It's in his. It's in his work. It's the faith of the apostles. That's all it means. But that just tells you how the heart of a man don't know God. Who don't know our word. Go throw it out. Like the word still don't exist. You're going to pollute the name of God, putting original on it, putting first on it, putting second on it, putting holy temple on it, putting in the Lord, of the Lord, our Lord, their Lord, whoever's God. The Lord is fine. But all this pollution, but the Lord told us about it beforehand. He said, out of us is going to come these deceivers. Yes.
For mine own sake, even for mine own sake, will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another.
Won't give his glory to another. Thank God.
Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel.
Listen.
My called, I am he. I am the first. I also am the last.
You heard him? The first church. I guess somebody could be the last church. The last church of our Lord Jesus Christ. I guess if somebody leave me, they'll put up, we are the last church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they think they're doing something. I'm the beginning church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm the ending church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Foolishness. Come on.
Hearken
unto me.
O Jacob.
O Jacob.
And Israel called.
Yes.
I called, I am he. I am the first, I also am the last.
Yes.
Mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth.
Wow. My hands have laid the foundation of the earth. Come on.
And my right hand hath spanned the heavens.
Ooh. Work it, Lord. Work it. Yes, come on.
When I call unto them, they stand up together.
Wow. They answer me. When I call my people forth, they come. My God, he brought us out of darkness. We give him the glory and say, the Lord brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light of his word. Yes.
All ye assemble yourselves.
Get yourselves together.
And hear, which among them hath declared these things?
Wait a minute. You hear this? We started at the nation's capital. Assemble yourselves. Now who among you going to hear us? Who's going to say that was the truth? Who's going to declare it's the truth? That we got to give an account to God. That Bishop Johnson's labor stepped back in here and was trying to grab souls to say, there's a bridge out of this trouble of water. There's a way over that you can find the truth out of these lies. Assemble yourselves.
Lord hath loved him, he will do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be on the Chaldeans.
He can bring you out of your issue. But you got to hear him.
I, even I, have spoken. Yea, I have called him. I have brought him. And he shall make his way prosperous.
Now you're talking about me. I brought him to you. He's not going to give up. I didn't put a bone of giving up in him. So I called a brother. I said, look, I need John 6. I said, did I offend you? I said, I repent. If I offended you, that wasn't my. He said, oh, no, Bishop Patterson, I don't think you offended me. I didn't? Good. Because if I did, God offended you. God said, when I open my mouth and speak, what mouth you think open when God says that? Mine. Come on.
Come ye near unto me.
Come now to me.
Hear ye this.
Hear this. How are you going to hear if you don't come to me?
I have not spoken in secret from the beginning.
This is God talking, but who you think he's going to put you in front of? God didn't speak from the beginning in no secret.
From the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God and his Spirit hath sent me.
Isn't that something? I come to you and they throw me away. Yes.
Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer.
Here's a man of God saying, the Lord said, well, who's writing? Isaiah. Well, he don't get no credit to himself. Say the Lord. Yes.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
I am the Lord.
That same Lord that answered Paul. That same one. That same, ain't but one Lord.
Amen.
We got his name now. Yes.
I am the Lord.
I am the Lord.
I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit.
I am the Lord thy God. I am the Lord. You all hear it. But the world want to make a difference between the two. Yes, come on.
Which teacheth thee to profit.
I teach you how to prosper and profit. That's what the Lord does to his people. Yes.
Which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go.
I show you the way.
Calendar of events for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The 25th, Ordination Commemoration of Apostle Anthony Patterson. December 26th through December 29th, 2019. The Texas State Convention, February 20th through February 23rd, 2020. The 67th National Women's Conference, April 5th through April 12th, 2020. The 66th National Men's Conference, May 17th through May 24th, 2020. The 71st National Youth Conference, July 12th through July 19th, 2020. The 85th National Convention, August 27th through September 7th, 2020. To stay up to date with the current events of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, be sure to visit our website at www.theapostolicfaith.org. The schedule and locations are subject to change per the moving of the Spirit.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.